I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1271, Name It to Tame It. Sometimes the hardest and yet most beneficial thing we can do is admit the truth about ourselves. In the world of psychology, they say, name it to tame it. You can't fix what you won't acknowledge. And Christian or not, we don't want to admit what's broken in us. And that keeps us from loving God, ourselves, and others. It could be our health, our weight, our mouth, an unhealthy habit, an addiction. You name it, and you can start to tame it. You ignore it, it only gets worse. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. In the 1988 U.S. presidential race, it was between George H.W. Bush and Michael Dukakis. During the campaign, Michael's wife, Kitty, came to light with her brokenness. Kitty Dukakis was interviewed on 2020 and made public her addictions. Not only was she taking pills and drinking alcohol, but she was drinking rubbing alcohol and nail remover, anything that had a tidbit of alcohol in it. During the interview, she admitted that she didn't begin to come to grips with her problem until she finally faced the truth that she was indeed an addict. As long as she could give excuses, as long as she could blame it on the campaign, as long as she could blame it on the pressure, as long as she was blaming it on something else and didn't deal with the truth, she was killing herself. When Mrs. Dukakis came to understand the truth, then she was able to get something done. Some of us, podcast family, won't get better until somebody has the guts to tell us the truth. T2G means we develop a speak the truth in love kind of relationship with others, and it can go both ways. We've strengthened our relationship to the point where each person has the permission to say the hard thing, but the true thing, in love, because we know that the relationship can handle it. And not only will the relationship survive, it'll actually get stronger through it. I know that I'm a better person because throughout my life, there have been times when people I love and who love me have had the guts to tell me that what I was doing was wrong, or it was hurting me, or it was hurting others. At the time, I didn't like it, not one little bit, but now I thank God for it. You see, the Bible tells us to speak the truth in love. And it also says in Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. It's not loving if people around you always tell you what you want to hear, and they tiptoe around the things that are wrong, things that are harming yourself and others. Here's the great question. When was the last time someone had the courage to speak hard things into your life? And how did you respond? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please grant me the courage and wisdom to always speak the truth in love. Help me to communicate honestly and transparently, while also being considerate of the feelings and needs of others. Lord, I ask for your grace to be open to receiving hard truths from those around me. Give me the humility to recognize my shortcomings and the areas in which I need to grow. Allow me to see constructive criticism as an opportunity for personal development and positive change. May your Spirit be my guide. Help me navigate the delicate balance between truth and compassion. Strengthen my relationships that they may be built on a foundation of trust and honesty and mutual respect. Thank you, Lord, for your unwavering love no matter what, and the lessons you give me in my challenges. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1272. In the meantime, when receiving hard truths from others, approach these conversations with an open heart and a willingness to learn. Try to set aside any defensiveness and focus on the opportunity to grow. Remember, folks, everyone has blind spots, and the insights of others can be invaluable in helping you see yours more clearly. Remember, you have to name it to tame it.